Like when we were crossing the Great Bridge with Basho, I felt sort of happy then, said Jack.
Me too, said Annie. And I was pretty happy eating sushi.
Yeah, but I got scared when I saw the samurai watching me, said Jack.
What about the sumo wrestling match? Asked Annie.
That was fun, said Jack, but I don't know if it really made me happy.
Riding the dragon and putting out the fire? Said Annie.
That was great, said Jack, but I was too worried about saving the city to be happy.
Making up poems for the samurai? Said Annie.
Too nervous, said Jack.
Well, when were you purely happy? Said Annie.
I think it was when... Jack stopped. He felt silly saying what he was about to say.
Go ahead, said Annie.
I think it was when I was lying on the mat in Basho's house, said Jack, and I touched that little patch of moonlight on the floor, and I listened to the banana leaves in the wind.
Oh, yes, said Annie, before we fell asleep, and I heard the cricket, and I felt like I was a cricket myself going to sleep in a cozy place.
Yeah, like that, said Jack.
It's like what Basho said about finding beauty in the small things of nature, said Annie. Like his poem about that frog splashing in the water.
I think that's it, said Jack. A secret of happiness is paying really close attention to the small things in nature.
Wow, said Annie. I think that's a great secret to share with Merlin.
It is, said Jack. And Basho's poem will help Merlin understand.
Right, said Annie.
Let's go, said Jack.
Annie climbed down the rope ladder. Jack put his pack on his back and followed her. As Jack and Annie started through the chilly woods together, Jack noticed things he hadn't seen before. He saw tiny blue wildflowers sprouting up from the winter-weary ground. He saw fresh anthills in the dirt. He saw leaf buds on twigs and green moss on a rock, bright in the March sunlight.
I feel like I'm seeing spring for the first time, said Jack.
Me too, said Annie.
Not just for the first time this year, said Jack, but for the first time in my whole life.
Me too, said Annie.
Jack felt happy, really happy, as he and Annie headed for home in the sparkling morning light. This is Mary Pope Osborne. I hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Magic Treehouse, book number 37, Dragon of the Red Dawn. This program was produced and directed by Lewis Milgram. Executive producer, Orly Moskowitz. Original music by John Guth. Text copyright, 2007 by Mary Pope Osborne. Production copyright, 2007, Random House, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, this is Jim Dale, narrator of the Harry Potter audiobook series. Listening to audiobooks isn't just great entertainment, it's also a great way for your family to experience and enjoy books together. Studies have shown that listening to stories read aloud helps children build vocabulary, improve their reading skills, and succeed more readily in school. It's an important step on the road to becoming a good reader, and one of the best ways to help ensure a lifelong love of literature for the children you care about. Check your local retailer for the wide selection of audiobooks available from Listening Library. Or if you would like to visit us online for more information, check our website at www.listeninglibrary.com. Thank you, and happy listening.